Tech heavyweight Naspers today announced that it's set to list its offshore assets in Europe. The entity, called NewCo for now, will house all of Naspers' non-South African internet business assets, and the plan is to list it on the Euronext Amsterdam exchange. Late in February, Naspers spun out its pay TV unit MultiChoice, now the MultiChoice Group, which is now separately listed on the JSE. For a long time, investors have complained that Naspers trades at heavily discounted levels, and it seems the board and management are making these market moves in order to address resolving the discount issue. Well, to break down what this all means, I'm joined on the line by Wayne McCurry. He's a senior portfolio manager at FNB Wealth and Investments. Thanks for joining us, Wayne. What are some of the internet companies that will be listed in Amsterdam?
Well, look, it's basically all of Naspers' current internet companies, which is... They're based the food delivery services, internet transactions, OLX, online retailing. They've got a multitude, but they are concentrated on food delivery and online retail that they currently have under their South African listing under Naspers. Mm. So they're moving everything across to Amsterdam except for TakeALot.com. and the printing business.
Yes. So what's the benefit for Naspers to make this move of separately listing its non-South African assets? Does this help the group to better realize value on its assets?
To a small extent, yes. In other words, they are still keeping all of their, let's call it start-up assets, or all of their own innovation assets that they've done outside of Tencent in the same pool as Tencent, simply because they need the dividends from Tencent to fund a lot of their own initiatives and their own internet companies. So effectively what they've done is they've transferred the Naspers listing to Amsterdam, excluding the quite small South African assets. So it's Mail. There are a few listed entities in there. There's MailRU, which is the big Russian one. That's listed, and of course Tencent is listed. Hmm. But the overwhelming majority by number are unlisted investments that Naspers has gone to over the years. So what they've done effectively is taken out the relatively small South African assets so that overseas investors can see a clear picture of their global assets in that unit. Hmm. And of course it's all to do with they want to unlock value, because when you add up the value of all of their underlying investments, it is significantly more than the share price of Naspers. I mean, just the holding in Tencent is worth more than Naspers' share price. Mm.
What are the implications for Naspers' ordinary shareholders now? Will they get a slice of the newly listed entity?
Correct. So they will own Naspers as they do now, and then they will also own shares in the new entity in Amsterdam. So effectively, your South African assets are slightly diluted if you're a South African shareholder. But of course, you could then decide to buy more of the Amsterdam one or buy more of the Naspers one and only own one of them. It does help South African asset managers because the size of the Naspers share as a percentage of the Johannesburg stock market will reduce quite a bit.
Hmm.
It's not going to halve or anything like that, because Naspers will still own 75% of this new company. But at least then the market cap of Naspers will come down a little bit, which will help South African asset managers, because they're always very cautious to take the full index weighting in Naspers because it's simply so big. So that will help a little bit for the South African managers. But, I mean, this is a process they're going through, and this is not a major step. So anyone who thought the Naspers share price is going up by 10% today was clearly disappointed, because it actually went down.
Mm.
Because it's a relatively small step in the unbundling of value by Naspers. I mean, listing MultiChoice separately was a much bigger step, actually.
Right. In this new listing in Europe, what sort of weighting will Tencent have in terms of value relative to all the other internet assets? And from a value proposition perspective, if international investors want access to Tencent, wouldn't they just rather invest directly in that stock?
They can do that, but obviously If you believe that there's value in the non-10-cent part that's going to be listed in Amsterdam, currently, just using an index, if you buy a share for 100 euro, let's just say this share price is 100 euro, the 10 cent is 130 and the other ones are minus 30. So lots of people will buy Naspers because firstly they're getting 10 cent at a discount,
mm-hmm.
and there has to be some value in all of these other units that Naspers has for two reasons. First of all, they've put a significant amount, I mean, billions of US dollars into these other investments. And so far, all of the ones that they've sold off, and they have sold off some of them over the years, they've made a loss on one or two, but the overwhelming majority that they've sold off has actually been at quite good returns. You know, they've actually created quite a bit of value if you compare what they sold it for versus the amount of money that they had put into it.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of investors will still want to buy either Naspers or this new Amsterdam listing because of this discount. There is value there that's not being reflected in the share price.
Once the international listing is done, they're looking at sometime in the second half of this year. What other global internet companies will this entity be in direct competition with?
Well, look, I suppose the normal suspects, Alibaba, the Fang shares, they all are slightly different, but this is one of the biggest sort of, let's call it gaming and online retail, because Tencent has also got hundreds of different investments, but Tencent is at the end of the day, at the moment, a gaming company.
Hmm.
But it's also got payment systems, and they've all got all of these put together. They're all slightly different, but yes, it will be in competition to Alibaba and all of the other e-commerce shares. But, you know, Tencent's also got massive, let's call it, social media component of it as well. So they're all relatively simple, similar. They're all selling online content. They're all streaming movies. They've all got e-commerce. They've all got payment portals.
Yes.
They're all, to a large extent, actually relatively similar, to be honest.
So as an investor, how do you choose which one? How do you choose, you know, which looks the better investment? I suppose you look at the management.
Well, the management's going to be the same between all of the other ones.
Yes.
You look at their share price, the management, what their prospects are. And, I mean, Naspers, you know, if you truly believed in Tencent, you'll buy actually Naspers or the new European company because of this discount. Because the discount, even though they have unlocked some with MultiChoice and they're trying to unlock another smaller amount now with the European listing, it is still trading at a huge discount.
Mm. So say you're not a Naspers shareholder, but you want to try and get a slice of the action when they list in Amsterdam later this year. What do you do?
And look, you can take the Amsterdam listing, but the actual difference between what the share prices are going to do between the two companies is going to be very, very small, because there's probably only, and I'm guessing a bit now, but I doubt if there's more than a 5% difference in the actual underlying assets between Naspers and the new a European company, because the only difference is Naspers is keeping takealot.com and the old printing business, and these are small.
Right, okay. And then you did touch on it earlier. You talked about the weighting of Naspers and how, you know, previously fund managers have ended up having to put too many eggs in the one basket. And this is going to be, this is going to be reduced somewhat, but not to a massive degree. Naspers will still have a heavy weighting. But what are the implications, for the local equity market? Will this now mean limited volume trade? Is this a positive or a negative thing for the equity market in Johannesburg?
I think it's relatively neutral, because the new company is going to have a listing on the stock market as well. So as a South African resident, we are still controlled by exchange control. So we can buy and sell shares in Euro and in London and in New York, but all of the proceeds are going to be transmitted back to South Africa in rands. So the fact that it's listed in Amsterdam with an inward listing into South Africa, you as a South African shareholder, just now, instead of owning one share, you're going to own two shares. You're going to own NASPAS and this new company that's going to be listed in Amsterdam. So the implications for the South African share market is not that massive, but of course now overseas investors will maybe transact in the Euro one rather than transact in the South African one. But that's not really, although it sounds like a big implication if our turnover drops by, let's say, R1 billion a day, you must remember that's just nominally recorded because the money would come in, trade in our market, and go back straight out in dollars again. The money wouldn't stay in South Africa. So the only really loss is the marginal trading fee that's charged by the JSE for doing the trade. So it's not a big negative either for South Africa on exchange control or money in, money out, or on the actual impact on the JSE. It's actually relatively marginal.
That was Wayne McCurry. He's a senior portfolio manager at FNB Wealth and Investments.